counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Only two shows left of the Earshot 20 for 2015, and they are not anything shy of friggin' awesome.
Do you think how slowly you said that, maybe you made like one or two people's hearts like double beat, where you're like, the last show of the year?
Because they thought it might have been the last show of the Earshot 20. Or I feel
that's
like it would be a mixed review. I think some people would be celebrating and others would be sad. No, it's two more shows of 2015, and then we'll be on a bit of a break while we enjoy some holiday festivities, of course having our holiday show in the mix there as well, and then returning in January, and then and only then will we find out what records made the top list for the entire year. But Brian, you were saying a couple days ago that you think that you probably could predict a few, because there are quite a few albums that have kind of sat atop the charts for quite some time, you know, had stints of 10, 12 weeks at number one, which typically is an indication that they're probably going to make a good run at the top list for 2015.
Yeah, I don't know. For this year, of all the period of time you've been doing the show, I feel like there's been like way more records and stuff that we've been playing and everything, so it seems pretty busy. I feel like there's some we could pick, but I also think I'm gonna be surprised, and there'll be some that it'd be hard to figure out where the chips would lay.
Surprised in the sense of surprised that they made it, or surprised that they didn't make it?
Maybe
a little both.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's always one where you go, oh wow.
But it should be fun for sure, and no doubt they'll be the top 20 most played albums across Canada the year, which means it'll be the cream of the crop, at least some of it for sure.
Oh yeah. All right, well, in this program we have your top 20, of course, plus Stephen Karlick is back with more music news this week. We're talking to Corey Bonnevie from Little You Little Me in this hour of the program, and next hour we're chatting with U.S. Girls. So there you go. We've got
our next two shows are like two of our biggest shows probably of the whole year. Actually, I'm really excited for both of them.
I'm gonna set this up. I'm gonna set up next week's show right now. We've got a band that is huge in Canada, and one
your stare
that's
is scaring
saying
me.
Goodbye.
Oh wow.
Oh. That's intense. Anyway, but we got to get through this show before we get to the next week's show. So
yeah, you got a lot to bring in today.
All kinds. Movement on the charts, probably lots happening.
Yeah,
I'm actually not surprised at what the number one is.
No, I think a lot of people won't be all that surprised about what's happened on Earshot. I'll let you know all about Earshot. First, it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which you can find, as always, at earshot-online.com. That is where you will find the National Top 50, from which we bring you the top 20, which is comprised of over 30 Campus Community Stations' top 30 charts of the week. This week, 35 stations submitting for the week ending Tuesday, December 1st, 2015. There's also specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, interviews, reviews, and lots more, including a new review or a new interview of Liam Cochran, who came from the recently demised 2 hours traffic by Aaron Flynn, who's the station manager of CHUO in Ottawa. So check that out for sure. And yeah, lots of changes for sure. We have a new number one again this week. This album has been on the charts for about 3 weeks, and it had a pretty high debut as well. So I think that not too many people will be surprised. I think you can kind of see this one would eventually make it to the top spot, but there's been so many really great big Canadian records over the last couple of weeks that have kind of been sticking around near the top. So it actually like took a little bit longer. You know, this is an album that I could think at some weeks would maybe debut in the number one or in like the top five, but it was only debuting at number 13, and then last week it was a little higher. So we'll let you know about that in nearly 2 hours. There are five new albums aside from that on the charts this week, and only one record sits still, so tons and tons of movement. And that also means that a couple of albums drop out of our show this week and stay on the charts. Kurt Vile from number 6 down to number 23, pretty surprising drop on that one for sure, so you might see that one creep back in a week or two, perhaps. New Order from number 10 to number 35. Casey and Clayton from number 17 down to number 28. And Ben Kaplan from number 16 down to number 40.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll kick the charts off right now at number 20, and we'll move up from there.
All right, as we always do every week, we'll give you the lowdown in the second hour. Five albums debuting below the top 20. This album debuting last week, and we talked about it in the lowdown. It is the latest album by Language Arts, debuting at number 30 last week. It's now at number 20 in only its second week. It is charting on seven stations across Canada. Jerusalem in My Heart at number 19. Down from number 7, If He Dies, if. It is the number 1 international album in Canada this week. It's in its 9th week on our charts, and it's on 9 stations. And debuting at number 15 last week, it was the Soup Cans. They're at number 18 this week. And from those bands, we're going to hear Nice Knife, Alifak, Lau Mat, Lau 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 Lau. And by the Language Arts, right now you're going to hear Luckiness.
listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 19.
Was Nice Knife by the Soup Cans at number 18, debuting in a high spot at number 15 the week before. Their newest is called Soft Party, comes our way by Telephone Explosion. At number 19, down from number 7, Jerusalem in My Heart, If He Dies, if it is also the number 1 international album this week. And we heard a track called Alifak Lau Mat Lau 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 Lau, which is The Hypocrite, If He Dies, if. And we kicked off the show this week with Language Arts, debuting last week at number 30 into our program for the first time, cracking our show at number 20 from their album Able Island. You heard Luckiness.
All right, we're going to take a break from the charts, and every once in a while, Brian and I mention to you, well, every week, actually, we mention our email, our Facebook, our Twitter, all the great ways to reach out, all the great ways to get in touch. If you're a Canadian band or artist and you are interested in having some exposure on this show, and we know about bands in our area, but we'd like for you to reach out to us as well. We're chatting with a band from our area, St. John, New Brunswick, St. John-based rock post-punk quartet, Little You, Little Me, second album, I'd Watch the Day Till It Died, follows their 2014 debut, What Have You Been Doing With Your Time. It's all a mouthful, Corey. I've got Corey Bonnevie from the band in studio with me to chat about the new release. Corey, welcome to the Earshot 20. I can't remember if we had you, we've had you on before, I'm certain. So this is a welcome back.
With an Eric, yes.
Yeah. Oh, right. ER and the other. So not as part of this band, but with another group.
Yeah. A different one, yeah.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about the new album, production, everything. Like, this, did this take a lot of time? Was it only a short period of time that you were working on this?
It originally started out as the idea of doing a 7-inch, so like an EP's worth of material. And then we started recording, and then we kept writing. We had more and more songs, so eventually ended up being an LP. So we worked on it right after What Have You Been Doing With Your Time came out. So directly after that release, we were already working on new material. So.
And you were playing, you would have had some shows, live shows you were doing in there. So were you working in, as you were coming up with new material, working that into your set?
Yeah, all the new songs were pretty well workshopped live. We played everything live before we recorded it.
Very cool. So you recorded this and released on your own label, Monopolized Records. So it was a DIY project. Is there anything that's a little bit more maybe cumbersome or frustrating when you're doing all of it yourself compared to if you're bringing in someone else or working with someone else?
The stress about it is just the workload. Aside from that, not having money, it makes things cheaper. So there's that. But we already tried to shop it around a label, so we already tried to make that effort to try to take some of the work away. Mostly it's a money thing, so that's kind of the DIY approach, is you don't have the... you have the resources, you got to set them, you know, you got to start using them.
Right, and prioritizing when it does come to finances,
like,
of what...
It's not like I actually, you know, made every CD or LP we have. It's like we paid for that process, but
right,
everything that we could do, we did do in-house, and we got local people to do it. So, and awesome. The whole record is Canadian, actually.
That's
everything
awesome.
Is Canadian. So from being recorded here, mastered here, and our physical copies were all made.
So you hear that, folks? True Canadian content coming your way. You've got some shows coming up in December. St. John, Fredericton, Halifax, Sackville, all areas where our show broadcasts, and possibly some more. Do you have plans for 2016? What's ahead for you guys?
Yeah, we're looking late January, February, trying to get some, you know, mid-Canada, like Montreal, Toronto, and stuff like that. So we'll be heading out there, and then we'll see what else we can get together.
And you guys have had some pretty huge success as well with some bigger shows. You've been asked to play in the past some festivals and things that are, you know, I would say quite a feather in your cap. Do you hope to get on that train for 2016 and to be doing
some festivals
as well? Yeah.
Hopefully. That's like the natural progression, like that you hope happens.
Right.
We got lucky with Canadian Music Week getting on some bills that we didn't expect or felt that we deserve, but that's fine.
Well, there you go.
You got it. We did it and it was great. Hopefully again, and keep doing more. We do like the smaller shows, obviously. It's like some of those showcase shows kind of get weird, where it's like it's supposed to be for the business folk and not about, I don't know, takes away the music element out of it, kind of.
The magic that's there for the fans. Like, well, you guys have released some great stuff. You've had some great opportunities. This is not going to be any different. A great album. I'm going to get you to pick a song. Tell us a little bit about the song, and we'll throw it to that. But we want to hear a little bit of your take on the music, because, of course, you guys work on it for so long. There's got to be some meaning behind the album and behind what you've put on it, for sure.
I guess I'll say, one of my songs. Why not? The last one that we kind of squeezed into it was a song called It's Awkward.
it's awkward. That's
it's awkward.
Is there a story behind it?
Oh, not really. It was I was just kind of a song that I wrote. It wasn't necessarily last minute, but it was kind of like one of those ones that was like, I want to sneak on the record before we put it out. We needed a little bit more time. We were under 30 minutes, I think, anyway. It was like, it felt like that. So it was kind of one of those little last minute things we did.
So it's aptly named.
It has, yeah. It's totally, it's one of those things. It's like, I don't know, it has that spontaneous feeling to it, I guess.
Awesome. All right, Corey, thanks very much for joining us, and best of luck in 2016.
Thank you.
Here is Little You, Little Me in an Earshot Extra spot this week. You're going to hear a song called It's Awkward, and then more of the charts on the way after that. Stick around. It is the Earshot 20. Earshot 20.
Make me the pulse, beat under your wing. You can She's coming.
That was Common Girl by Beach House. Their latest Thank Your Lucky Stars is their second album of 2015. It rises two spots to number 16. Before that, at 17, Young Galaxy's newest album, Falsework's, kind of been all over the place. It started a few weeks ago at number 46, then to number 24, then to number 17 in our show, dropping down to number 24 and then back up to number 17. This week you heard a track called Lean Into My Love. And we heard from Little You, Little Me from St. John, New Brunswick, their newest album coming out this week. And we heard a track from that record called It's Awkward.
And we will take a break from the charts now to head to the phone line to chat a little bit about music news. Stephen Karlick is on the phone with us, and he is the senior editor at Exclaim Magazine, friend of ours here on the program. And Stephen, welcome back. As always, we only got a couple episodes left. It's going to be sad not to hear your voice for a few weeks.
I promised you before we started recording that I would send you a Christmas card with all the music news that you miss.
Perfect. Will it be an e-greeting, or are you going to snail mail?
Snail mail. I'll be writing out every URL by hand, lovingly. And it'll be decorated by Christmas. No, it won't. It'll be decorated. There'll be stickers, but they won't be Christmas themed.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
music stickers.
That's okay, as long as the script is in there, so I know exactly what you'd say if you were reading the news.
Yes. No. Perfect. Maybe I'll just record it on my own in my lonely house, and send it to you, and you can listen to it at your lonely house.
I'm a fan of that. I'm thinking the Hallmark greeting cards where you can record your own thing. Anyway, off on a tangent, but we'll discuss this after we get off the air.
We've got
lots of music news to talk about. We want to get to it, and we're going to kick things off in this hour with our music news, talking about At the Drive-In.
They're back. The beloved Texas post-hardcore outfit broke up way back in 2001, but reunited for some shows back in 2012. Apparently, the group are now set to reunite once again, which is very exciting. For those who don't know, At the Drive-In was comprised of a number of members that basically broke in half. Approximately half those members started a band called Sparta, which you may know, and even more popular than that was the other half's incarnation, which was, of course, the Mars Volta, another beloved group. At the Drive-In will apparently perform at Columbus, Ohio's Rock on the Range Festival, which runs from May 15th to 17th of next year. It's unclear at this point if this is At the Drive-In's only reunion show planned, or if more will be announced, but it would seem kind of weird that they would get together just for Rock on the Range, a festival that I have not even heard of. It hasn't been confirmed if the full classic lineup will be involved, but the El Paso Times reports that a few weeks ago, guitarist Jim Ward seemed to be completely in the dark about the possibility of a reunion. When the publication followed up with him after the band's performance was announced, he apparently, quote, seemed rather surprised and was unable to confirm or deny. So we'll see. But it's got a lot of people very, very excited at the Drive-In. Very beloved, very influential band. So hopefully next year will be a big one for them. I know a lot of people are very excited, so we'll see.
Sounds like big news. What I'm most concerned about, though, is that you didn't know that Rock on the Range was a festival. So somebody needs to get in touch with you for next year.
Yeah, I mean, damn, it includes Red Hot Chili Peppers, Disturbed, Lamb of God, Ghost, Rob Zombie, and more.
You've got, what more could you ask for?
All right,
we've got more news. We'll keep talking about shows. North American tour coming up for Sarah Neufeld.
Yeah, Sarah Neufeld is I'm a big fan. She is better known perhaps as the Arcade Fire's one of Arcade Fire's core violinists. She also is a solo artist and has released an incredible album, I think 2 years ago, called Hero Brother. She also released an album with Colin Stetson this past year that was also excellent. Now she's got a solo LP on the way titled The Ridge. I think I talked about that in a week past. And she's preparing a spring North American tour in support of the upcoming album. Set of shows begins on the West Coast in Los Angeles on March 21st and will work its way up to the first Canadian show in Golden, BC on March 28th. From there, she'll make stops in Saskatoon, Winnipeg, Toronto, Montreal, and Quebec City before heading back into the States. The whole thing will come to a close in New York City on April 15th. That album is called The Ridge. It will be out February 26th, courtesy of Paperbag Records. You can see more about that record at exclaim.ca, hear a song from it, and see all the tour dates.
Looking forward to that one. That'll be. It sounds like it'll be a good show.
She's a great performer. She's a great musician. I wish that people listen up, I guess is what I'm saying.
For sure. All right, one more story before we get back to the charts in this hour of the program. News from Wave's Nathan Williams.
Yeah, this is very cool. Not a lot of... actually, for a while, there weren't a lot of vinyl subscription things. Now a few are popping up here and there, things that tend to resemble sort of, in the late 90s, there were a lot of singles clubs where you could sign up for, say, Sub Pop or other independent labels and receive records in the mail. Now Wave's Nathan Williams has revealed that his label, Ghost Ramp, will be starting a singles club. It all started when he hinted that a new Best Coast collaboration was on the way. Now that release has been confirmed as a split 7-inch that will be the first of the new singles series. The series will treat fans to a new release every month in 2016. Sometimes it'll be a 7-inch record, other times it will be a 12-inch. Also on the docket are clothing items, trading cards from artist Nick Gazin, and other fun releases. Some very cool stuff coming up in it, including a Waves and Cloud Nothing 7-inch, a first-ever vinyl pressing of Sweet Valley's So Serene LP. That, for those who don't know, is Nathan Williams' electronic duo with his brother. Subscriptions are $35 a month in the U.S. and $50 a month elsewhere, so it will cost you a bit. But Nathan Williams, one of those musicians that tends to have a cult-like fan base. Those who love him a lot. He is an amazing songwriter, so maybe a good gift for the punk rock leaning surf rock fan in your life.
That's what I was just about to say. It is that time of year, so definitely something to consider for anyone who might be a fan.
Yeah.
All right. We will come back to you, Stephen, in the second hour of the program. Right now, we're going to get back to the great music in the charts, and Brian is going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from the Noble Thieves. They're at number 21 last week, just outside of the program. They're into number 15 this week. It's called It's Tough to Be the Bad Guy. You're going to hear a song called How Can You Think of Love at a Time Like This? And then Chairs are into the show again. They were at number 27 a couple weeks ago, up to number 20, then to 14, 20 again, and 14 once again after that. It is Chairs with Drawn into Mazes. You're gonna hear a track called Bird Calls.
to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Bird Calls by Chairs at number 14, 20 the week before. Drawn Into Mazes is their new album. And The Noble Thieves at number 15, up from 21 into our show for the first time, is the album It's Tough to Be the Bad Guy. You heard How Can You Think of Love at a Time Like This.
You are incredibly prepared this week.
Yeah, I had a lot of downtime.
It was
as you were doing some interviews and everything. And
yeah.
And I got look at all this chicken scratch.
Not to say that you're not prepared every week, but this week is just the wealth of information. People must think that you just, I actually believe that the only thing you do is stare at the charts. Like you look at them all.
I found some links that had information on it that I never knew existed on the site.
Oh.
When you have the admin tools that the stations have, there's some things in there I never knew.
Some
links
tools
I never clicked on.
And it gave you this information.
Yeah, some interesting stuff for sure, at least for me. If you like stats and charts.
If
you're just here for the music, then we're not adding any value for you.
Don't worry about it. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio. It is the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Get in touch with us a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, or at Earshot 20 on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview. We'll play something from your latest release. Did that in this hour of the program, and I'd like to say a big thanks to Corey Bonneby for coming in as well. Only three more tracks before we take a break and get to the top 10, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in the number 13 spot.
All right, it is up one spot this week. It is the new debut album on 4AD by Elvi called Return to the Moon. Here is a track called Happiness, Missouri.
We'll be right back.
get your mind up.
Shot 20. Number 12.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And sticking around here at number 11, dropping off the week before to number 26. This one's also been bouncing around. It debuted at number 19 and moved to number 17. It is Joanna Newsom. Her latest is called Divers. You heard Leaving the City. 1914 was a track in the middle there by Esmarine, sitting still number 12 from the album Other Voices on Consolation. And Elvi, Return to the Moon, is their debut. 13 up one spot this week. Happiness, Missouri, was the name of the track that kicked it all off with there.
There you go. First 10 of the top 20 complete for this week. I'm Anthony Edmund, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week, countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And it all happens out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We record and it is broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around. When we come back, US Girls joins us on the phone. Stephen Karlik's back with more music news. We have your lowdown and the top 10 with a new number one. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.